Greetings, and welcome from me, Nigel Ogden, to what looks like being a rather lively edition of The Organist Entertains, at least as far as the music is concerned. I can't speak for my colleagues here in the studio, of course. But anyway, here's Robert Wolfe at the Thursford Organ Museum, where it's her to set the pace with a medley of three. And if the mood grabs you, do sing along. We shan't mind a bit. Opening trio from Robert Wolfe on the ex-Odeon Leeds Wurlitzer at Thursford, after you've gone sitting on top of the world, and how you're going to keep them down on the farm? A very good question. However, let us not spend time worrying about such detail, but move on to this sparkling arrangement of Cole Porter's Night and Day, given the Danny Mannix treatment on Yamaha D85, with a little help from Alan Barton on the drums and cymbals. Thank you. Night and Day from Danny Mannix and Alan Barton. American organist George Wright must be just about the most individual stylist ever to sit at a theatre organ console. And here's just one small example of his creative genius in this arrangement of Mozart's Turkish Rondo. Not quite as the composer originally intended, perhaps, which is no doubt why George Wright has changed the word Turkish to crazy. Crazy Rondo, Mozart's Turkish Rondo, given the George Wright treatment there, and played on the five-manual Robert Vaughan Wurlitzer in America. And in complete contrast to that, a couple of ever-popular standards from Keith Evans on Cavendish CRB 906 Electronic.
Thank you.
Keith Evans on Cavendish 906, Tenderly and Give Me the Simple Life. This week's track from yesteryear isn't exactly vintage, but it features a man who, back in the 30s, was regarded as the finest exponent of the theatre organ in Great Britain, Quentin MacLean. Sadly for us, MacLean paid a visit to Canada in 1939 and decided that that was where he was going to spend the rest of his life. He settled in Toronto, and as well as spending 8 years as organist at Shays Theatre there, he was also closely involved with the Canadian Broadcasting Company on both radio and TV, and was renowned as a very fine classical organist. Well, the music we're going to hear is taken from an LP which consists of recordings made at an informal playing session at the home of Dr. Ray Lawson in Montreal on his four-manual 20-rank Wurlitzer. Now, the sleeve makes the point that no one had planned to record MacLean that day, let alone issue an LP, and therefore there was no rehearsal or planning of any sort. However, a few weeks after the recording took place, MacLean died in July 1962, and it was felt that some of the excellent music from that session should be preserved on wax. Or perhaps Quentin MacLean was thinking back to those early days in his native London when he played this very clever arrangement of Lambeth Walk. Quentin MacLean playing Lambeth Walk in 1962 on the privately owned Wurlitzer of Dr. Ray Lawson in Montreal. And incidentally, the LP isn't available now, so I'm afraid there's no point writing to me for details. Here's David Lowe. Thank you. David Lowe on the Streatham Ice Rink Hammond C3 and Arthur's Theme. Well, time to let you know what's happening on the concert circuit, which isn't a great deal this week. Tomorrow the 2nd, Howard Beaumont will be playing the ex-Gaumont Doncaster Compton in the 3J's Entertainment Centre at Gomersall, and that begins at 7:30. At 11 o'clock on Sunday morning, former ABC organist Arthur Lord returns to the theatre organ console after many years at the Odeon Leicester Square. Finally, two concerts on Sunday afternoon. At 2:30, Phil Keltall plays at Peterborough Technical College, and at 2:45, George Blackmore at the Thorngate Hall Gosport. And to close the show for us this week, our old friend Douglas Reeve, rather a long way from his hometown of Brighton, because he's playing the BBC Theatre organ here in Manchester this evening, and Jeremiah Clarke's famous trumpet voluntary. Douglas Reeve at the BBC Theatre Organ and the Trumpet Voluntary, bringing the show to an end for another week. Hope very much that you'll be able to be back with me next Friday at 9:15. But until then, thanks for listening, and on behalf of producer Peter Pilbeam and me, Nigel Ogden, all the best, and bye for now.